吗？
是啊。嗯。
哎。
What's up?
Welcome
everybody to another. No, it's fine. Welcome everybody to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. And tonight, I'm your host Eric, and my co-host Clint is with me. We'll be recapping SFL Week 4 and doing our predictions for Week 5. How are you, Clint?
I'm good. Oh man.
So let's see. Let me get the website. Did you get a chance to watch all the games?
Yeah, I saw most of them.
Yeah, I missed the first half of the Dallas game. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, that was a sloppy half for everybody being Lance Jones.
Yeah, I heard he didn't do too well and
didn't get hurt.
Yeah, I know. Let's get the plugs out of the way. Listen to Boxman and Anthony on Mr.com/DirtySheetDudes every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. and every Friday night at 10 p.m. after us. Follow us on Facebook on Unscripted Wrestling Facebook page and on the Facebook group and go to and join the old school Facebook group too. And follow us on Twitter at USWPod on Twitter.com. And listen to us every Friday night and every Sunday and every Monday with me and Cliff and whoever joins us too. And let's get right to it. Okay. What do you think of the first game?
The first game, that was a good game. That was a very good game. I mean, wonder what Chase quarterbacks can do in the Guardians. And LA was really surprising. I really thought the LA was more a complete team. I just didn't really felt like it was just missing something all day.
Yeah. I think the Guardians were a more desperate team. That they were coming off two bad losses and coming back home, so it was a low scoring game. It wasn't. I saw some of it. I mean, I thought the Wildcats were gonna win. I guess Matt McGloin.
Well, King now could have missed
the field.
Of a big field goal at the end of the game, that would have sent the game to overtime.
We would have got our first overtime.
Yeah.
Man, that would have been amazing. But overall, I guess it was more of a defensive game. Guardians came out like a desperate team, and they have a new quarterback. They're not going back to Matt McGloin unless an injury happens. That ship has sailed.
He was injured, and that's why he wasn't playing this week.
Yeah.
They said McGloin did injure him. So. But
Do you think he'll go back then? If Perez starts playing bad, you never know.
Perez, he looked really nice. He didn't make any mistakes with football whatsoever.
Yeah, he was 18 for 25, 150 yards and one touchdown. His longest pass was a 22 yard touchdown pass to McKay. So on the other side, Josh Johnson didn't play that bad. He threw for 330 yards and two touchdowns and one interception. They just couldn't get anything done on the ground. And I think that's probably what cost them the game. The ground game. In order to win on both sides of the ball. You have to win passing and running, especially in this league, because is you have to be more versatile, as we see from two top teams in this league.
That is true, yes, you do.
Other than that, it was a defensive game, and
it also like a defensive battle, put it that way.
Yeah. But both teams, it could have gone either way. So, but this one goes to the Guardians. Both Guardians are 2-2, and the Wildcats are 1-3. Right, yeah. So the Wildcats both 1-3, dropped to 1-3, and Guardians dropped to improved to 2-2 after starting 1-2. They come back home. They're 2-0 at home. So, what I've noticed about this league is the road teams are not that good in this league. Besides the two Texas teams in St. Louis, I think those are the only three that have winning records. Because obviously Houston, because they're undefeated. But the next game, it's St. Louis and the Dragons. What do you think of this game?
That game was a good offensive showing from Kyrou, or the quarterback there.
I'm really impressed with the quarterback for St. Louis. I think he's probably the second best quarterback in the league, as we talked about last week. after what we saw from DC, we'll get to that. But do you think St. Louis is the best team in the East now, too?
Oh yeah. I mean, the only loss they lost to was to Houston. So.
Yeah, and we could very well see a rematch in the championship, which I think would be, and that game. And St. Louis was in that game. It wasn't like they lost badly. They were in that game.
Yeah, also not like saying Houston hadn't really blown out anybody but the Wildcats, and that was it.
And the Dragons look like a good team. I mean, there's another team that changed quarterbacks in the middle of the half. They went to B.J. Daniels, who looked decent. He was 5-for-10, 100 yards, 57. His long was passed for 57, one touchdown, one interception. He ran for seven times for 84 yards. That's the big.
Yeah, that's what I think kept Seattle in the direct game was him running the ball.
That's a big. That's a big note from Seattle, that B.J. Daniels. It's a runner. And it seems like running quarterbacks in this league is what you need. Because you got Seattle, you got their quarterback, B.J. Daniels, P.J. Walker. Who else am I missing? Josh Johnson. Is Josh Johnson running?
He can run a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So, all these quarterbacks, all these teams that have running quarterbacks. Oh, yeah, Flowers from Tampa Bay. But and even the other quarterback can run a little bit too for Tampa Bay. So all these quarterbacks that can run have been successful in this league. Even Tyler Jones before the last two games, he could run a little. He could run too. So it seems like running quarterback is a formula for success in this league so far. You notice that too.
Yeah,
very
versatile. It's just a mobile quarterback there, just a stationary pocket passer type of thing.
Yeah, that's why I think RG3 would be good in this league too, because they could use him. I mean, I don't know, a team like there's teams out there that can use him, but I think he wants to stay in the NFL. Who knows? I think he would be the star of the SFL. bit of his name alone. The receiving core for St. Louis, who was pretty balanced, and the receiving core for Seattle was, they're more of a running team. You know, I don't know what Seattle is because they don't have that pocket passer.
It's a balance. They don't have a pocket passer, nor do they have like the type of a running type of team, but they're more of a defensive team.
Yeah, and they held Seattle to 23 points, so which is Seattle can't score points. So who do they have next? Seattle has Houston next week. And St. Louis has the Defenders. That's going to be a good game next week. Any more thoughts on that game?
No. Not really. I mean, game was all right, but Saturday games were really close in battle, which I really like.
Yeah.
I will say this. All the games this week besides the Tampa Bay game.
Last game.
Were a really good game.
Yeah,
that's...
Yeah, I know. We'll get to that one, but the game of the week that you were looking forward to. Give me your thoughts. I know you were looking forward to this one.
Man. I mean, the game did disappoint for me. I mean, I enjoyed every bit of it. I mean, PJ Walker, he looks good. I mean, you saw it, but the defense of Houston really stepped up in the first half and then slowly, like, disappeared throughout the rest of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, after the first quarter, Houston's defense started to, like, let off the gun a little bit to the point that I was afraid they were going to lose.
Yeah,
Dallas
would have
won this game.
Yeah, I picked Dallas last week, so I thought we could do it either way. But it was a good first showdown between the two Texas teams. It's going to be a good rivalry. And I think, unfortunately, Landry Jones goes down again. I don't know what his injury status is, and he injured his... Did you break anything?
I know you injured his knee on a QB sneak.
Ooh.
Week one.
I think Landry Jones, if he's out, I think that's the end of Dallas. They don't have any other. I don't think Nelson is good enough to carry the team saw in week one.
Well, I will say this. I was impressed about how Dallas took away PJ Walker's favorite receiver in Cam Phillips. Just one catch for 9 yards the whole game. That guy was
no
quiet.
Touchdown.
No touchdown.
First game he didn't have a touchdown. Yeah, he only had, and only 3 targets. The leading target man was Lewis, who had 53 yards.
Yeah.
6 targets for 53 yards. And Dallas decided, I don't know how they get by without Landry Jones. He's their key to the offense, as we saw in week one. And
yeah.
I don't think Nelson's good enough to carry the team. They don't have much of a running game. I mean, they do.
No, that's one thing Dallas does have. They do have a running game. It's just for some reason. They just don't want to run the ball. Like, use it as a main focus. Like, in all Dallas' games, there seemed to be a second half team. I mean, you watch them, not to say the same thing. It's like they're completely different. And you saw it in this game, too. I mean, Landry Jones, first 3 drives, three all picks. Got picked up three different times.
Wow. Yeah, I heard it was bad. I missed the first half. I was coming out of work and then
picked up. Yeah. Off three different times.
Yikes. And then he got injured. Ooh. Not a good day for him. And then
what makes the game even interesting is that they still had a chance of what won. I mean, it wasn't that Nelson got was bad. I mean, who's the dude's name?
Artis Payne?
Receiver from Dallas dropped the ball and got picked off at the 3-yard line. Dropped the wide receiver screen.
Wow.
That would have walked in.
Was it Nagy?
Nagy.
He was 6 for 6. He was 6 targets, 6 receptions for 76 yards. The lone touchdown receiver was Fayum, and the other touchdown was from Lance Dunbar, which I think they should use him more in the receiving game because he is a good receiver out of the backfield. And as we talked about with Houston, they shut down Phillips. Maybe they found a blueprint to shut down Phillips now because he is the best receiver in the league. And then P.J. Walker had a good game. He was 25 for 41, 239, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. On the season, he had 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 987 yards passing. And that's through. Right now, I think he's a runaway winner of the MVP, unless you think the guy from St. Louis can give him a run for his money.
Yeah. Oh, I will say he is like the MVP. I mean, I thought going to the XFL, the way every league was going to build up, that Landry Jones was going to be like the runaway candidate for it, the way how everybody built the second coming from leaving the Steelers and signing to being the first signee ever of the XFL.
Yeah. And unfortunately, he's had bad luck with injuries and bad play. But Houston still undefeated at 4-0. Dallas goes to 2-2. Yeah. Houston has Seattle next week. You said that earlier. Seattle. Yep. Houston's back at home against Seattle. And Dallas plays New York. Dallas and New York. In Dallas. So both Texas teams are on Saturday at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock. No, 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Those two Texas teams on Saturday. Do you have any more thoughts on that one?
It's going to be interesting to see how I just want to say this. It's going to be interesting to see what Dallas does now if Landry Jones has to miss a couple games.
Yep. I wonder if they are going to that ninth team and get a quarterback from there. Because, you know, there's the practice squad team or whatever, the free agent squad. I wonder if they're going to get somebody from there. Is there a trade deadline?
I don't think so. I mean, I see trades just announcing like this Instagram page, but not really.
It's good.
A lot of sports talk don't really talk about the NFL like a lot of people you would think.
Yeah.
But tell you the truth, the game-sealing interception made Sports Center's top 10 plays in the game just today.
Oh, nice. Finally on ESPN.
Yeah.
But now, if Landry Jones is out for, let's say he's out for a couple weeks or even the season, if it's that serious, you think they could make a trade for, like, I don't know, quarterback out there? I don't know what quarterbacks out there that you could trade for. Matt McGloin, if he's not injured himself, I don't know. Just a thought. As I said earlier, I don't think Nelson's a guy to be under center for them if they want to make the playoffs. Right now, besides Houston, the West is wide open for that second seed.
For us, yeah.
I mean, right now it would be Dallas, but L.A. and Seattle are not out of it.
Yeah. You can say the same thing about the East, too, with the, you know, Battlehawks holding a one-game lead over the Defenders.
Yeah, and the Defenders couldn't. As we've seen. Exactly. As we've seen, the home teams have been successful. So even if the Defenders, as we talk about in the next game, even if the Defenders are 2-2 and they've been playing bad the last few games, they're coming back home. And that home field advantage is big for them. So they could win that game against St. Louis. But let's talk about this one. There's not really much to say about the Defenders other than they look like crap. I mean, Cadillac Jones.
I'll say this. Defenders are right now going through what New York Guardians went through, especially with their quarterback play.
Yeah.
Because it seems like their quarterback seems not to be happy with the whole team whatsoever. For some odd reason, maybe is it because we're playing on the road? I don't know why. But the Defenders look awful. Away from D.C.
Yeah. A lot of these teams do. I don't know what it is about being on the road for these teams besides Houston and Dallas and St. Louis, but all these teams look awful on the road. But Cadillac didn't come out and say anything about throw his coaching in the bus, did he? I mean, unless I missed it.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, one thing I do know that Tampa Bay always had a good defense. You notice how they didn't have to we had to worry about the, no quarterback changes this week. They stuck.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. They stuck around Cornelius.
Yeah. He was impressive. He was 24 for 31, 77%. And then one touchdown, one interception, 211 yards. But everything came on the ground. They developed a running game, which is nice to see. Smith had 24 attempts and 122 yards. And you had Patrick, who had 21 attempts for 108. So they ran the ball. And they found success on the ground. Maybe that's their go-to now, running game. They have a good 1-2 punch, right? Looks like, with Smith and Patrick.
Yeah.
Combined 45 attempts.
Here's what you don't realize. And I noticed that with that, with all talent, they really needed. The defense always kept them in games.
Yeah.
And you see even this week against the Defenders, they just shut them out.
Yep, exactly.
The first one. The defense, it was the offense, was really, like, disappointing for me. That's for Tampa Bay.
Yep, I agree with that.
Because there's just no consistency there.
Yeah, I think they found their go-to. I think, as I said, They had 45 attempts with the running backs, plus Cornelius with 4 attempts. 2 running backs over 100 yards. That's a good formula. That's a good success for winning. So we'll see what they can do going forward when they play next week. They go out west to the Wildcats. They go out west again. So we'll see. You have any more thoughts on that game besides Defenders absolutely being trash? I mean, they're the only ones that didn't score. So
they are trash, and right now I think it's one that's it's trying to find a leadership. And, it's not really I'm not really liking his attitude whatsoever. I think everything with Caulfield, you see Jones happy and giddy, but once it goes downhill, it's just like it's all about him, which is not a good meaning for a leader of a team.
Yeah. I think he would like that in college. I'm not sure. But let's get to these predictions. You have Seattle and Houston up next week, the first game of the season, first game of the week. I got Houston. I don't think Seattle can keep up with them offensive-wise, but they could keep themselves in it with their defense. So it's going to be an interesting game, but I think Houston improves to 5-0. I don't see them losing this one. You got Houston, too?
Yeah, I'll take Houston on this one too. I will.
Yeah. Now, do you see a team beating Houston anytime? Let's see. You play.
I will say. It depends because, like I said, Houston. We only have 10 weeks in the season. We have no bye weeks. So if Houston was to go 8-0 and already have clinched the West title, I will say that either if coaches do fall, resting players and whatnot, no, because Dallas is the second and last name.
Yeah, and Seattle. That's
Thursday night football.
Oh, yeah, that's the only Thursday night football game, right? No, they have another one week 10.
Yeah, week 10.
So week 9 and week 10 are the only Thursday nights.
Thursday night games.
Yeah, I don't see them losing anytime soon. But you never know, they could have an off game. Next one is Dallas in New York. I think Dallas wins this one. They go back home against New York. New York goes back on the road where they've been awful. So I don't think their success from last week translates to on the road against Dallas, who wants to get back on track. So I'm going to say Dallas wins fairly easy. And I think they win by double digits, actually.
Tell you the truth, I don't know. I'm thinking one small offset here. I think Dallas might get caught by the New York Guardians. If the Guardians play like they did this week or like they did last week, I think they can catch them, especially if Landry Jones is not going to play.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Dallas, New York will catch them.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to be under center for Dallas, even if they don't. I don't know who their third quarterback is or if they sign somebody and put Landry Jones on the. I don't know if there's an IR, but I think they just need another quarterback until Jones comes back. But no doubt, I think being at home, I think they're going to win. But we'll see. So you're taking New York?
Yes, I'm taking New York in this one.
I'm taking Dallas. The first game of the day on Sunday is probably the game of the week. St. Louis and D.C. This is for the number one seed so far. St. Louis goes back on the road to face D.C. Defenders, who come back home after an awful two-game road trip. I think they bounce back. I think D.C. gets it together at home, and they beat St. Louis in a close game.
I go opposite. I'm taking the battle off in this one in a close game.
Yeah, I think it could go either way. Tampa Bay versus the LA Wildcats. It's the last game the night of the weekend. Tampa Bay goes all the way to LA out west again. So it's a long road trip from Tampa Bay. So I'm going to take the Wildcats in here in this one. The battle of 1-3 teams. I think LA is being at home and Tampa Bay traveling from Tampa Bay is going to have an effect on them. So I'm going to take LA in this one.
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay this one.
I can see that too.
It's the first night game ever. First night game two of the year. So.
Is that at 9:00?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. So in the first game, 3:00. So there's a little gap between the games this week. Not right away.
Right.
Okay. That's interesting. So, do you have any more thoughts on the week or so far in the SFL season as we head to halfway through the season already next week?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll put it this way. The standout teams to look out for in the SFL would be, I will say, Houston, Dallas, St. Louis. The top three teams right there.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a fourth team to go. I'll have to do that. I figured I was going to have a fourth team, but D.C., is not a contender. After what I saw, he shut out the way he did and beat up. I figured it was going to be like a contender for the close contenders for the battle off, but I don't think so. Maybe they can probably prove
Tampa
me
Bay.
Wrong this week. But I'm thinking Tampa Bay's up there. I mean, they're two games out, so we'll see.
Exactly, anything can happen. I can't believe we're already halfway through the season. It's already week 5. But it's been a great season so far. Great action in football. Just waiting for that one overtime game so we can see what overtime looks like. But teams have gone for 3 points and 2 points lately, so that's good. We've seen big kick returns. We've seen a missed field goal and a kick return for that, which he almost ran for a touchdown. That was almost just a couple more blockers and he would have got it. But other than that, it's been a good season so far. I've liked it. I know you've loved it. We both loved it. I think we'll be back next week. Maybe with some special guests. I don't know.
Yep.
Same time next week, about 4 or 5.
Yeah. Same time next week.
And you're not available next Sunday because you'll be at Elimination Chamber, right?
Well, it depends. I think we're probably going to be leaving around, 5. So if you do around 4:30 or so, for a 4:00 show, I could probably call in and see and wait. But I'm probably leaving around 5:00 or so, 4:30 or 5:00.
Yeah, I'll see with Doug and Daniel if they can do an early show at 4:00. It depends on when time Doug gets off. But before we leave, what was your thoughts on AEW? Since you're not going to be on the show on Friday, because we had to cancel the show yesterday.
All right, that was a great pay per view. I loved it.
Me too.
I mean, the only thing I did not like, I think the tag team match was like the match of the year. I just thought it dragged on a little too long than it needed to be.
Yeah, it had me on the edge of my seat every time.
Well,
I didn't know who was going to win.
It had you on the edge of the seat, but I think to me it was it dragged on a little long than it needed to be.
No, I get it. I thought there was too many, maybe one or two more pinfalls that shouldn't have been there. It should have ended when Paige hit what was that move?
One wing clipper or whatnot.
The angel wing or whatever. Omega's. If he had hit that and when the assassins didn't save him, and he won like that, that would have been awesome.
It should have ended right there.
But I think the Bucks are gonna turn on Kenny soon. I do not think now that Adam is gonna turn on Kenny. I think they've teased that too much. I think the Bucks are gonna turn heel, and then you're gonna have a feud for that. So that's what I'm hoping for. Cause I actually like Kenny and Adam as a tag team. I think they're a pretty good tag team. And did you watch Super Showdown?
Yeah. I did see that too.
What was your thoughts on that? Real quick.
That was a. You know what? I really don't like that whatsoever. Cause I saw that, and then I'm thinking to myself that everything that went down Super Showdown was supposed to happen Sunday at the Chamber.
You mean Goldberg? Oh yeah. I mean,
well, not Goldberg, but to tell you the truth, if you look at it this way, usually the Chamber is always in February. But somehow they moved it back to March.
Yeah,
everything was supposed to go down. Yeah. It was like the match is advertised, like they canceled the WrestleMania Universal title Chamber match and put the SmackDown tag team in its place.
Oh. There's no WWE Championship match on Elimination Chamber, right? Because it's a two-chamber matches in the tag team
two-chamber
match.
Matches. It was supposed to be SmackDown was supposed to have a chamber match for the number one contendership for the Universal title. That's when Roman Reigns was supposed to win. It faced Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. But since SmackDown has such great ratings off of the Goldberg Firefly Funhouse, Vince decided to put the title on Goldberg.
And now the winner of the Chamber is going to face Goldberg.
No.
And it looks like
they canceled the Chamber match. The number one, the Universal, they canceled it and replaced it with the Test SmackDown Tag Team Championship Chamber match.
In the Chamber. Oh. So, are we automatically going to get Reigns and...
So, Roman Reigns and Goldberg is already set for WrestleMania. There's no build-up.
No build-up. Just like there's no build to Cena and Bray.
So, it's just Roman Reigns came out on SmackDown. You saw SmackDown, right?
Yeah, because I was watching for Cena's return.
Yeah. And it looks like, and that's why we have The Fiend versus John Cena now, because of that.
He lost the title.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting WrestleMania. I mean, the card doesn't look all that fantastic, but it's still not, we're still a month away, so.
So tell you, should we know more matches for WrestleMania than we have for Elimination Chamber?
And what was I going to say? I was going to say, do we know if this WrestleMania is going to be on the network, or are they officially moving to ESPN Plus, or has that even been announced?
Well, it hasn't been announced yet. So right now, I just think they're still going to be on the network. I just think they're going to move all their, like, do all
after
their
WrestleMania
streaming and whatnot. I know they're still going to, because it can't be. It's no way they're going to have people. What's the point of having a network there?
Yeah.
Because that's good. I'll delete my subscription, too. So, like, I'm not for watching the old stuff already.
Yeah, I only have the network for to watch old pay-per-views when we do our pay-per-view retrospective. So, well, thank you, Cliff. It's been a pleasure, as always.
All right.
We'll talk to you next week. Maybe even Sunday before Chamber. Yep.
Yeah.
You have a good week.
All right, you too, man.
Have a good week, everybody. Yep. Thanks, Cliff.
All right.
Bye.